Hey, Chiefs Kingdom, welcome back to another episode of the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jason Thomas, and this is the episode where we get to talk about the Seattle Seahawks and what the Chiefs are going to face Sunday night in Seattle. All right, so we got the Chiefs coming into this game at 11-3, and Seattle coming into this game at 8-6. This game is very important for both teams. You know, the Chiefs are trying to hold off the Los Angeles Chargers for the one seed in the AFC. The Chargers do play Baltimore Saturday night, so the Chiefs should know by Sunday night where they stand. And this game is also very important for Seattle because they are currently the five seed in the NFC. They look, you know, pretty comfortable to make the playoffs. I think that's going to happen for them. But the five seed is very important for them to keep, because that means that, you know, in the first round of the playoffs, they go to Dallas instead of going to Chicago. I don't think, you know, anybody really wants to go into Chicago for the first round of the playoffs. The Seattle offense is definitely run first, and they are second in the NFL in rushing attempts and first in rushing yardage. They use a trio of running backs with Chris Carson kind of as the main guy. He's got 201 carries, and he's averaging 4.5 yards a carry. He's kind of the power back, the big guy. He's not going to bust anything over, you know, probably 15, 20 yards, but he can definitely pick up the 5 yards in a cloud of dust. Mike Davis is next with 98 carries. He's also averaging 4.5 yards per carry, and he's another kind of bigger back. And then you've got, you know, their first-round pick from this past year, Rashad Penny, who missed last week's game, but I believe he's going to be good for this game against the Chiefs. And he's got 81 carries, and he's averaging 5.1 yards per. And he's their bigger play guy. He's the guy that if he gets to the outside, he can make things happen. And, you know, I haven't got to see him a lot this year, but in the few plays I saw him, he reminded me a little bit of Kareem Hunt, where you know, he's got big playability, but he's not a small guy. He's got very good balance. Of course, the Seattle quarterback is Russell Wilson. He's also very good in the run game. He's got 57 rushes on the year, averaging 5.6 yards per carry. So he's actually been their most dangerous rusher. And you see that a lot when you look at teams with running quarterbacks, especially if they're scrambling runs, that they're just going to average a lot of yards per carry. And this, you know, they'll be facing a Chiefs defense that is allowing 5 yards per carry on the season, which after Monday night is once again dead last in the NFL. One good thing, the Chiefs do have Eric Berry back for this game. I'm guessing he will, you know, at least play a half, and I'm guessing probably more like three quarters. And he is definitely their best, you know, run stopper in the secondary. He gets up near the line of scrimmage, and he shoots better than any linebacker we've got, too. Before I move on to the Seattle passing game, I'd like to go back to the running backs one last time. And Chris Carson, Mike Davis, Rashad Penny are all backs that are under 6 feet tall. And they are all listed at between, like, 217 and 220. So they're all bowling ball, you know, big leg, strong runners. So the Chiefs defense, you know, has to be ready to be pounded on. And this will be interesting to see when they know it's coming, you know, what does this defense do? Now on the flip side, Seattle is last in passing attempts, but they average 6.5 yards per pass, which is good for 12th in the NFL. Russell Wilson is also averaging a touchdown on 8.2% of his passes, which that is a fantastic percentage. For comparison, Mahomes is averaging a touchdown on 8.7% of his passes. So it's just, you know, 0.5 better than Wilson. It's just, you know, Mahomes has thrown 140 times more than Wilson, roughly. Wilson also only has 6 interceptions on this season. So Seattle doesn't pass a lot, but they are very efficient when they do. Speaking of interceptions and turnovers, the Seahawks only have 10 turnovers on the season, which is number one in the NFL. They don't turn the ball over. And then Wilson does spread the ball around pretty equally to his receivers. They don't necessarily have a dominant receiving target, as Seattle has 11 players with at least 10 passing targets. Of course, Brandon Marshall was one of those, and he's no longer with the team. But it does seem like as the seasons went on, Tyler Lockett, Doug Baldwin, and David Moore are all doing a really good job, you know, as receivers for Seattle. Lockett is, I guess you would call him kind of their one. He's definitely a deep play receiver. He's averaging 15.7 yards per reception, which is pretty close to the Tyreek Hill range. And of course, you know, Doug Baldwin, he's averaging over, you know, 11 yards per catch, but he's, you know, more of your reliable, move the chains type of receiver. And then the rookie David Moore is just been phenomenal as far as he's averaging 18.3 yards per reception, which is just insane. So his catch percentage is low, but that just makes me think that when they do throw on the ball, they're throwing it deep, and you know, he's getting a lot of yardage on those throws. It's easy to see, you know, what Seattle wants to use as their formula for winning. It's running the ball a ton, using play action to pass, you know, just a little bit, but to do it extremely efficiently. And then they're not going to turn the ball over, and they want to play good defense. The Seattle defense is seventh in the NFL in scoring, allowing just under 21 points per game. They definitely seem to play a bend but don't break style of defense. They are just 19th overall in yardage allowed. It's not unsimilar to the Chiefs defense from the past couple of years previous to this one, where the Chiefs are just bad. But specifically, the Seattle pass defense is 25th in yardage allowed per pass attempt, and the run defense is 28th in yards per carry. So really, they aren't good at stopping the pass or the run, either one. The Chiefs should be able to move the ball against this defense. There are two areas where Seattle's defense is very good, in the red zone and creating turnovers. Inside the red zone, they are fifth in the NFL, allowing touchdowns on just 48.9% of the time. And that will be put to the test as the Chiefs offense scores touchdowns inside the red zone 73.4% of the time. And that's up to number two in the league now. The Seattle defense has also created 22 turnovers. That's 10th in the NFL. But once again, that's kind of a strength for this Chiefs offense, is they have committed just 15 turnovers, and that's sixth in the league. It really makes it seem like the keys to beating up on this defense are just not turning the ball over and then scoring touchdowns instead of field goals. There is one other matchup to keep an eye on Sunday night, and that is Seattle's pass rush versus the Chiefs' offensive line. It's no secret that the Chiefs' offensive line has been banged up a little bit recently, and then they've been very bad, especially over the last two games, allowing pressure on Patrick Mahomes. They've been, you know, a bottom six or seven team allowing pressures on the quarterback since the Rams game. And Seattle has two, you know, kind of very good under-the-radar pass rushers, at least, you know, under the radar to us Chiefs fans. And that's Frank Clark. He leads the team with 12 sacks. He's got 21 quarterback hits to go with that. And then they've also got Jaron Reed, who's got 8.5 sacks, and he's got 21 quarterback hits too. And hopefully this Chiefs offensive line can kind of get their act together in this hostile environment. It's going to be very hard to hear. And, you know, I better not forget to mention Bobby Wagner either. He's Seattle's middle linebacker, one of the very best in the NFL, and he leads the team with 113 tackles. So, you know, there's definitely some playmakers on this Seattle defense still. On special teams, there are definitely a couple interesting things to watch in this game. Seattle has a rookie punter named Michael Dixon, And he's been just amazing this year. He's done things that most punters can't do. And I know it's just punting, but in a way he's kind of done for punting what Patrick Mahomes has done for quarterbacking this season. That's how good he's been. And of course he's going to be kicking these punts to Tyreek Hill as long as Hill is healthy enough to return these kicks. And man, that's a matchup, you know. The Chiefs haven't really done a good job of returning punts and kicks the second half of this season. And it would be really nice to see them kind of get off their snide. You know, I've listened to like the Locked On Chiefs podcast. I really like that podcast. And they were talking to, you know, Seattle's Locked On Chiefs. And they were talking about how, you know, fast Seattle's punt coverage team is. And I actually think that could work against Seattle. You know, guys can overrun the play trying to get to Tyreek Hill as fast as they possibly can. And if he can get a step to the side and get a step past them, they can't catch him. I don't care if he's hobbled or not. So I don't know. I just feel like maybe there's a chance for a play there. But it's probably wishful thinking because I love watching Tyreek Hill on those punt returns. And he's really honestly not been healthy enough to do a lot with them lately. And then the other thing I want to keep an eye on is Harrison Butker. He's struggled recently. He's missed some extra points, some field goals. Even in last Thursday's game against the Chargers, he made 4 extra points, and they were all very off-center. I mentioned, I think, in a podcast last week, I think if he'd been 10 yards farther back, a couple of them probably would have missed. Now, I know with extra points, they're just trying to get the ball up quickly, but it still worries me. And Seattle is a dome. It's an enclosed environment. There is going to be a lot of noise, a lot of pressure. So I would just really like to see Butker just, you know, nail some kicks right down center this Sunday night. And I would feel so much better going forward. I'm going to go ahead and take the Chiefs 38-27 over the Seahawks. I think on defense, Eric Berry, you know, will help, especially against the run. And, you know, do enough to at least, you know, help the Chiefs get off the field a couple times. And then on the offense, I think the Chiefs will be able to do enough. I want to kind of see this Chiefs offense get back to moving the ball vertically down the field. And I think that's going to take, you know, other guys chipping in and helping to make these plays because Hill and Kelce are going to be, you know, double covered the rest of this season. Teams are going to let us pass, you know, short passes to the running backs, and they're going to leave everybody else on single coverage. So somebody's going to have to step up and make some plays until Watkins can get back. That's really all I have. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Go Chiefs!